Fred Film Radio, Karlovivari International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio from the Karlovivari Festival. I'm Angela Cherby, and I'm here with Martin Kuba, the director of Vinland from the Future Frames section. Hello, Martin. How are you?
Hello, Angela. I'm very fine. Thank you.
So, your film was, as I said, part of this section dedicated to the future hopes of cinema. So you're one of our future hopes. And your film is, if I may say so, an unfortunately classic story about immigration and bad managing of immigration, let's say it, because this is the story of this man from Georgia that has to go to Prague in order to find job, and he's caught into this web of mafia, Russian mafia, and is he is used and forced to become a bad person, actually. So this is, if I may summarize. Let me ask you, what was the starting point of this project in your mind, and why do you think that it was worth telling?
Mm-hmm. Well, the very basic thing that made me make Vinland is something I've seen actually, or I've witnessed, which was the bunch of workers from the east trying to burgle our neighbor's house, and I really liked these guys. I knew them a bit, and it was very surprising why they did try this thing in such an amateurish way. So I was thinking, what can make these family guys or fathers to get on the dark side or to try to the bad things? So the question, what might has happened, how the situation must have been, how must they have felt in that situation, was something I wondered for a few years before I made Vinland.
Yeah, which is one of the major issues about immigration, because in every country, Italy as well, some part of the right-wing parties decided to portray those people as evil people that comes from outside to spread the evilness into our countries, which is not exactly the case, as you tell in your film, because those people are like desperate people. They have to, they are forced to do desperate, to take desperate measures.
Yeah.
Actually, your lead character, Daniel, is a really nice and considerate man, as he showed this. So it's the way of I was really fascinated by the way that you tell us his forced changings in a very little but the tiny and slow but significant episodes. He starts to become desperate and desperate, and so he has to do stuff that he didn't want to do. The actor is amazingly good. So how did you work with him on this?
Well, I would say that Vacho Kachanidze, whom I noticed in other films, which I really liked, I think he has this potential to, in his role, to become either a bad man or a right man. There is, you can't never tell where will he go, where will he fail. I think he can end up in both roles, so that's one of the qualities I really needed for the leading character. And also I really love his intensity, charisma. He has something in his eyes which makes me really wonder what he feels, what he what he's up to. So I think he's very present and suspenseful, only by being in front of the camera. So that's why.
There is in your film, there is an even more contemporary and actual aspect, the fact that the bad man, the exploiter of those men, is a Russian guy, and the victims, besides the lead character, which is a Georgian man, are from Ukraine. So this could be maybe a case, but in this specific historical times, is something that I noticed a lot. Was it made on purpose, or because it was it because you experienced that this is exactly how it normally happens?
Mm-hmm. It's the second case. If I was doing a sociology, I will end up with the same like setting, because really like the seasoned workers here are Ukrainians, and the black market with the illegal labor is run by Russians. Okay, so as I started the story before the invasion, it wasn't political statement from the start, but sadly, sometimes you do some subject and the things which happen afterwards are just confirmed that, this is the case. So I think that it both has one thing in common, I would say, which is that you can see it in the lead Russian character, Sergei, how he thinks highly about himself as a cultured person, how he thinks that the Russian classical music, Russian literature is something like really higher. And from that point, he's entitled to govern or the other lesser nations around him. So I would say that the starting point, both for the Russian invasion or for the exploiting of Ukrainians by Russian bosses, is that feeling that they are somebody higher. I would say it's a bit like a colonization approach, okay? When Europeans come to some, say, African nation because these poor devils needed somebody to tell them what to do and let them work. And so I'm afraid that this is the case for both. And
listen, when you decided to do the film, as you said, you experienced some of this kind of milieu of people. How did you work in order to dramatize and to dramatize narratively the film? So, because there are some besides what happened to Daniel, he is going through also a kind of personal and emotional change throughout the film. Mm-hmm. Personally, there is a love story. There is some personal connections. So, how did you work to intertwine those two aspects of the narrative? So, the reality, if I may say so, and the fiction.
I am never thought about it in this way, but I wouldn't ever shoot about something I don't know myself. Okay, so I would say I knew the topic, I knew the subject I want to do the film about, but then I can only relate to things which I know in some form. Okay, so many people might know if they say move from their home, they all know how does it feel to grow distant with people who they left there. Okay, or we probably all experienced in some point of our lives that by trying to do the right decision, we step by step end at the site which we didn't want to. Okay, that you somehow by trying to do the right choices, you suddenly look at yourself and you are somebody who you don't want to be. So I would say it was only I just let the character act in the script, and this was what he came up with. Okay, it was not very well planned. It was just letting the character talk, letting the character act,
actually it works very well, because it's very what happens to him is really natural, and we can relate. Loneliness, desperate and loneliness can lead you to do stuff in the moment because you need some comfort in that moment.
Yeah.
You don't elaborate, you don't evaluate. Mm. You are just so needy that you just go with the flow, as we can say. I have one question that I always ask to new directors, because it's something I'm really interested to. When you were doing the film, did you have any kind of inspiration or model or influence that you were trying to convey into the film, to channel into the film?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the question. I have to think about it a bit. because I don't really think there is any strong cinematic influence, if I can say the biggest classic on planet Earth. Obviously, these subjects were interesting for Italian neorealists. Okay, like let's say I don't know the name in English, but the Thief of the Bike, the most classical. Okay, this is the case. Like he's a good man, he has a child, he just wants to provide for his family, but he ends up being a thief. Okay, he ends up being the antagonist of himself. So I would say that there is very faint, not in the cinematic style or in the story, but there is a very faint inspiration by that Italian neorealism. But also even older, like influence. It might be surprising. I really love classic ancient epic stories. Okay, so I would say the structure of the film is like an epic tale similar to Odyssey, because it's just like separated little pieces of this and this. And also the biggest question is, will or will not he make it back home? Can he save what he had before he went on the journey? And also other ancient Greek drama, which I really appreciate, is Oresteia, because there the guy is presented with the question his mother plot to murder his father with her lover. Okay, and one really strong Greek rule is you can't, lay a hand on your parents. You can't kill your mother. But the other strong rule is you have to revenge your father's death. Okay, so he's in the Daniel's position. Both choices are bad. I have to do something. He chooses, and then he's like, these Erinys are like chasing him, which stand for the consciousness. Okay, so I would say for me the dramatic situation isn't like when the character has a right and wrong choice, but when he has two wrong choices, but he have to act nevertheless. Okay, so I think Oresteia is perfect.
You're right. I didn't think about it, but now you mentioned Greek tragedy. Greek tragedy is very often the base on which we create new stories, a new narration, because the personal dynamics and the dramatic dynamics that Greek tragedy created were in any situation. Listen, Martin, which is your next project? Even more than one, probably.
Right now we are in the pre-production with my debut feature film. We are planning to shoot in the coming winter. We are now waiting for the third co-producer, as we've got most financing already on board from Czech and Slovak film funds, from regional funding from the place where we are going to shoot. So we hope we can manage to do everything in time. And sadly, it's a bit similar topic. It reflects the traumatized Czech-Russian relationship, which began since the invasion of 1968. I would say it's even scary for me how the plans for the Ukrainian invasion were similar to what happened in Prague, to get the airport, to send the, so they even use the same operational plans which they used in 1968. So I would say the history is in a nightmarish way repeating itself, and I feel it's now we have to deal with this topic so that we stop this, history going on and on. We have to deal with the, let's say, dark side of Russian soul. Okay, so this project is quite a similar topic to that. As I was exploring in the character of Sergei, now I have a bigger bunch. The film is a genre movie. It's about Russian mafia in more genre and also serial way, but it still goes to the point of
what is happening. That one actually is an urgent matter to talk about.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And as you said, history unfortunately repeats itself,
yeah,
seeing that we don't learn that much from what happened.
I also feel like right now the mainstream approach is that we should avoid the Russian like subject, you know, that we should like do some other things in some kind of escapism. No, I think that everybody who has the opportunity and like can do it should right now try to understand the situation. And also the like cinematically, or also from the filmmakers, we have to deal with the topic, okay, to go through. And after the war, we have to make some kind of a relation to Russians again. So I think we have to explore this topic to find what can be done about it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I'm looking forward to see your film in 1 year's time, probably, more or less.
Hopefully.
So thanks a lot. Thanks to Martin Kuba, the director of Vinland, from the Future Frames section at the Carlo Vivari Festival. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Angelo.
I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.